I do apologize, but putting together this show and particularly with the constant bombardment and pressure on my head and has been pretty relentless. I find myself walking with the dead. I find myself saying over and over how many have they killed? Just in my own life. Just in my own life. Harrison, I know he died of congestive heart failure. He's the person I always think of when I use those words. Gentle black man. None more gentle. I miss you, Harrison. Harrison Sims, I miss you. We have to start talking about this. I fear for the psychic safety of his son. Because their MO is such that I know they have done their homework on him. Keep tabs on him. False folk always insinuating themselves into his life. That's what they do. I've learned in the course of the past 6 years, that's what they do. I had no idea, which is why it works. No one has any idea until they find themselves in the crosshairs. And usually those people don't last too long. It is really important that we start mobilizing. These folk are so deadly serious and so damaged. And it's difficult for us to believe in such, that such folk exist because we tend to judge others by ourselves. But I've learned they definitely do exist. They are a shadow state. They operate as a shadow state with enormous resources and absolutely no rules. No rules apply. They do what they want. And they are supremely obsessed with knowing what we think at all times, those in particular who are challenging their worldview with another, putting another way out there, or simply just as we've been doing here, returning to discussion, suppressed ancestors that they don't want discussed. It really surprised me how little it takes for them to get upset. And then orchestrate like a military campaign against it. It is so surreal. They get away with it. No one believes it. Anyway, apologize for being so emotional today. Please check out The Talking Tree. I wrote it as a resource. And let me know if you find it to be so.